You're listening to UnitedWeStrike.com Radio. Don't buy, don't comply. Ask why. UnitedWeStrike.com Radio.
This is Sky Covey here from the Big Island of Hawaii with our first ever Medicinal Foods radio show. Thanks to my wife, Omra, for recording that beautiful introduction. I'd also like to thank our producer, Matt Navarro, for bringing me into the fold of the United We Strike family and the hosts from Switzerland, the UK, Ireland, Chile, and New Zealand. A special hello to all of our UK listeners. We're all coming together here to uplift, educate, and inspire people to free themselves from the globalist agenda of what Matt appropriately calls the stinky New World Odor. Make no mistake, there is a war being waged against the people for some time now, and one of the weapons that they're using against us is food. These power trippers and their corporations have pretty much hijacked our water, air, food, along with the seed supply. And now with 1 in 2 men and 1 in 3 women getting cancer these days, there's an epidemic of malnutrition with corporations pushing food devoid of nutrients along with their drugs to cure the diseases they've essentially created. So I created Medicinal Foods out of a lifelong desire to share what I learned along my quest for health. And as I became more spiritually awakened, I realized that the mind-body-spirit connection was real and how important the food is that we feed our body temples. So although I feel like true healing comes from a spiritual level, a lot of people can't access that because they just don't feel good. And I saw a direct relation between my health and the foods that I ate. And no amount of meditating was helping when I was 15 years old and had chronic illness, asthma, lung infections, candida. And it wasn't working. So until I embraced the ancient wisdom, as we say, the ancient future of food, and I tried everything from raw foods to Ayurvedic medicine, Chinese medicine, and it was a combination of everything that allowed me to get to the point where the real healing could take place. So I wish I had these tools that we're going to talk about today during those days when I was suffering. But the products over at medicinal-foods.com are really powerful tools that have stood the test of time. One of them, the Nano Silver solution that we're going to be talking about, the new silver solution product today, and the nutrient-dense superfoods that have helped me conquer this chronic illness and attain the radiant health that I'm so glad to be able to share with people, especially on this show. So our guest today embodies the essence of what Medicinal Foods is all about. We like to embrace the latter part of Hippocrates' quote, let food be thy medicine and let medicine be thy food. So we're talking about actually eating medicine like the ancients did. They ate copious amounts of tonic herbs and they ate them as superfoods. And so we'll learn why it's important to consume a certain amount of silver in our diets each day and how much is enough just to keep our immune systems functioning at a normal level. With vanishing topsoil and even with organic food these days, we've got to be aware that there may not be all the nutrients, and in this case, silver, we may need in the food. So my heart really goes out to the previous guest, our Dr. Rima LeBeau, who and her partner General Burtz, that have had this attack on the Natural Solutions Foundation. We're going to expand on the clinical data behind that nanosilver product that Dr. Rima has been so outspoken about. Please support them because they've really given so much towards the fight against these natural and, as we're learning, even unnatural pathogens. So now sit back and relax as you discover how you can protect yourself with this nanosilver nutrient. Although the FDA and other people, World Health Organization, tried to label it as a drug when it was trying to help out with the Ebola situation in Africa, it is, make no mistake, a nutrient. So we're going to learn more about that, and this is really one of the most powerful defensive weapons we can arm ourselves with today, I believe, in our fight for our health. Our special guest, Keith Moeller, is the force behind this beloved nanosilver solution product, the new silver solution. And Keith heads up the mother company, American Biotech Labs. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the knowledge about silver, his knowledge, expands about 30 years of experience working in the silver industry. His products have made a huge impact on our life out here in Hawaii as we've tested many silver products. And nothing has stood up to even close to where this this nanosilver product works on, especially the antibiotic-resistant MRSA staph. And maybe we can go into some studies, but it is really amazing that so many people are dying needlessly in hospitals all across the U.S., probably the world, and there's really an epidemic of this MRSA staph out here in Hawaii. And this silver, on myself, I've watched it knock it out. So it really, this product represents a huge step in people reclaiming their health and freedom to live without fear of so many of the nasty pathogens that are around today. Mr. Moeller is a certified natural health practitioner as well as a naturopathic doctor, graduating from Brigham Young University with a BS in several fields. He's also co-authored many papers on silver, several of which have been peer-reviewed and published. And during the last 16 years, Mr. Moeller has worked with some of the world's top scientists, as well as numerous independent labs and universities developing ways to use the silver for the betterment of humanity. So join us now as we cut through the hype of colloidal silver and learn how nanosilver really works and why some are better than others. We'll explore real data on nanosilver with millions of dollars in testing behind it. We'll hear the data on human trials that have been performed. And we'll learn what we can do about chronic illness with when it comes to candida and yeast infections and many other uses of the nanosilver. Keith, I'm honored and excited to have you on the air with me now. Welcome to the show, Keith.
Thank you very much. That was quite an introduction. I hope I can live up to that.
There's no doubt. Keith, silver fits right into our tagline as the ancient future of food. I've read how many ancient cultures used silver with their food regimen, from containers to utensils. And recently even read about a ancient Chinese, how they would steam their rice with a silver dollar. So we're dealing with something that's not new, but we're definitely going to the whole another level. It must have been quite a journey getting to where you're at now. I mean, you're in production, I believe, of over 20,000 bottles of nanosilver per day and have helped countless people worldwide and even garnered some FDA approval. I'm sure all this came by no accident. So please give our listeners a little history on how you've come to develop this incredible company and product.
Well, originally what we were doing was we owned silver mines. We have millions of ounces of silver reserves, and we were producing silver in small amounts. And my family owned the majority of a company that was a small mining company. And we had some of the first claims that were ever filed in the U.S., patented claims. And we had been producing some silver, but the price of silver back in about 82, 83 dropped so low that it was like $2.33 an ounce. And I think a lot of us wish we'd had money to pack away a lot of it then. because especially after that, it jumped up, you know, to around 50, 60 bucks. And tailored off some now, but seems to be doing pretty well. But at the time, we couldn't produce it at a profit. And my father came to us and said, I think that what we need to do is we need to go into medicinal silver. And I looked at him and I said, I think you're nuts. And he said, no, no. He said, I think this is the future for us. And I tried to convince him that he was wrong and we needed to do some other things. And he said, no, I want you to start studying this. So at that time, I started really studying silver. And I'd worked to pull it out of the ground. I'd worked to survey vein structures. And I'd worked to drill and actually hammer it out of the ground and melt it down into doré bars. And I had a lot of experience with silver, the metal, but I never really understood much about what metal, the metal, could do. And as I started to study and I started to suck in all the information I could find, I was amazed at the properties that silver had. At the time, there were over 80 different FDA products that were silver-based. They were used mostly in major wound care to wipe out infections and to help heal wounds and stuff like that. And as I started to understand and get a better enlightenment for what silver is and what it does, I was stumped. And so what we originally did was my father, William, who passed away a few months ago, he actually said, what we want to do is look at liquid silver. And we started studying ionic forms of silver liquids. And we found that they weren't very stable. They had short-lived lives because the silver would agglomerate into bigger chunks and drop out. They weren't very stable. And so what we were trying to do is make an ionic form of silver stable. And what actually happened was that we were able to create a new nanoparticle that had never existed before. Now, this particle actually is made up of a metal core. So if you think of it like a really, really small BB, very, very metallic metal silver. And then on the outside, it has a very unique coating. It's an Ag-404. It's a multivalent silver oxide. In English, what that means is that it's a super form of silver. And we did not know what we'd created when we created it. And, you know, we're pretty smart, and we work really hard at it. But what we found over the years working with some of the top scientists in the world was that this nanoparticle was phenomenal. Its safety, its abilities, its modes of action and things were far, far beyond what we ever could have dreamed of. And so what I think I became more knowledgeable on is that it may not have been an accident that we created this particle, and that maybe it was more of a gift. And why it was given to us, we really don't know. Maybe it's because we, you know, work hard and we had the ability to push it through without going crazy. And we have a lot of drive.
So you were able to stabilize it, you're saying, and there's so much hype around the silver these days, and it seems like the equal amount of hype and the disinformation discouraging people from using it. And as our listeners are probably aware of, the media loves to portray the blue man with the Argyria disease, as the dangers of ingesting too much silver. Perhaps you could clear up some of these myths and tell us what you envelop that molecule in, why it's safe, and how, if it is possible to ingest too much of this this type of nano silver, and why.
Okay, sure. This nanoparticle we created, what we found was it was incredibly stable. We found that outside special oxide coating on the outside of the particle held it in check with water. They actually shared oxygen molecules. which means that it holds it semi-bound into the water. So this particle, nanoparticle of silver, is held in the water. And so it's semi-bound to the water. So you can boil it, you can freeze it, and it won't fall out. The next part of your question has to do with argyria. Now, argyria, what it is that if you consume so much of an ionic silver, you actually can't get it from a metal. It has to be an ionic form or chemical form of silver. And if you drink so much of it over so many years that your body can't wash it out fast enough, in order to get rid of the excess, your body will wall it off in your cells. And it's kind of like a tattoo. It walls it off mostly in different cells, but it can be in your skin cells. And so it doesn't actually hurt you. It just goes into your skin cells. And when the light hits it, you're like your grandma's silver teapot. You oxidize, and that silver oxidizes in there, and it's like a tattoo. Now, in order to get that, you have to drink a mass amount of ionic forms of silver. I mean, some of these guys like the Blue Man. The Blue Man, we called him Papa Smurf, and we actually liked him. But he had a huge medicinal problem. He had some sort of really nasty problem that was killing him. And he found that the silver he drank would keep it in check. But he made it in his house. He made his own little silver, and he was drinking like quarts a day. A lot. Way more than anybody. And over the years and years that he drank it, he drank so much that he couldn't wash it out. And so, like we talked about, that silver got walled off in the cells to get rid of it. It won't hurt you. It's cosmetic only, but you end up looking like Papa Smurf. And so it can only happen with ionic forms. So the question of a nanosilver means that you cannot get it. No matter how much you drink, you really can't get it. It has to be ionic. There's a paper published by the number one material science lab in the world at Penn State. And he explained it, I think it's in the second paragraph on the second page, but what it states is that ionic silver is the only one that can cause argyria, because nanosilver washes out. It goes into your body, and we invested about $350,000 in one test, and it didn't show it did anything. What it did was it just showed that it went into the body. It went into the bloodstream, hit its height in the bloodstream in about 2 hours, and then was completely washed out of the body in 24. So the good news with the nanoparticle is it can go in, do its job, and get washed out very, very quickly. Because it gets washed out, it can't build up in your system. It's impossible. And so you can't get the Blue Man syndrome from drinking a nanoparticle silver. You can only get it from the chemical or ionic forms. And so we
found that the FDA, there's a certain amount of silver that is deemed safe of the nanosilver. Isn't it an extraordinary large amount?
Yeah, actually it is. But for everyday ingestion, the EPA came out with what's called the Red Document. And what that is registration eligibility document on silver. And on the second page in the fourth paragraph, that document says you can safely consume 0.005 milligrams per kilogram of body weight a day. Now, if I translate all that into English for everybody, what it means is if you had a 10 ppm product, you could safely consume every day of your life at least one ounce of a 10 ppm liquid product. And so most people drink a couple teaspoons a day, and some will drink up to an ounce if they're not feeling very well or they're trying to build up their immune system because they've been sick or whatever. So an ounce would usually be the amount that they would need to function. Now, let me give an example about how powerful an ounce of a good nano 10 ppm silver product can be. If you look, there was a study published in India. And that study was 56 human case studies of malaria, all four types including falciparum. Now, what we're talking about is the second leading cause of death by infection on the planet. Malaria, the parasite, gets into your blood. It's injected by a mosquito. And then what happens is this parasite actually eats out the inside of your red blood cells, multiplies in those red blood cells, spreads to more and more, destroys red blood cells, and you die. Some people can die within just hours or a day or two. And it kills millions and millions of people a year all around the world. Well, what they found in that study, and it was actually on our nano-silver product, but what they found was that if they drank an ounce a day, 1 ounce, then it could eliminate or help the body to function at a much higher level and eliminate the parasites within an average of 3.43 days. So instead of being dead, these people are walking out of the hospital and their body has been able to clean it out in that next day and a half. So most of them are walking out of the hospital fully recovered in an average of about 4 days. But the parasite was gone from their body in about three and a half days. And that was really, really quick. Now, in 2005, we got a call from the U.S. government, and they said, we would like to have the information you have on malaria. So we were asked to testify before the full U.S. Congressional Committee on Malaria, and I stood there with my father. And we gave them all of that information so we know they had it. And they were able to get it all with all of that information. And so the answer is that the silver goes in the bloodstream, works very quickly with the immune system, and it helped eliminate the bug from the bloodstream. It was gone. All four types, of including falciparum.
That's what I love about you, Keith, is, you know, hype and people's hearsay is one thing, and you hear all kinds of things, and I've been hearing a lot of disinformation about nano-silver, but you have the real data, which you've spent millions of dollars on in testing, and, you know, not only does the new silver solution seem to be effective against virtually every pathogen that you've tested it on, but you've got the studies to back it up. Let's talk some more about the data of some of the other human trials.
Okay, now just to fill you in, that data was actually released by the U.S. government. So it was published. Actually, I guess you wouldn't say published. You would say released in U.S. congressional testimony. So anybody who wants to read all of that information, including all the exhibits and so forth, can find that U.S. congressional testimony, and it has all of that data in it, including the background data. It has exhibits from doctors from all over the world, and it also has senators that have given testimony on that or put in documents that where they talk about the nano-silver, and all of that is available in that U.S. congressional testimony. I believe it was, April of 2005. So it's all available in there. Now, other really important work, probably groundbreaking work, and I have to tell you, it still needs to be developed a lot, but one of the most phenomenal things, and something we were also able to patent, was the ability of the silver to help the body eliminate virus. And one of the big studies that was done, originally we were working with one of the military groups and some of the animal groups to see if we couldn't save the animals from the bird flu. If you remember, there was a lot of animals that were being killed because they were infected with H5N1 bird flu. It was a very, very deadly form of influenza. And it was a hybrid form, not really that much different than the 1918 flu that killed, I think they figure more than 50 million people worldwide. But bird flu, we had done a study And that study showed that animals that were given the nanosilver at 10 ppm and were given it for 7 days had 100% higher survivability.
Wow.
And that was given a mortal dose straight up, which means that if they had it 7 days before the virus found them or before they were infected with the virus, they had 100% higher chance of surviving. Now, the interesting piece that came out of that is we had turned that study in. That was done, by the way, by U.S. NIH lab, so a national health lab. And some very, very esteemed doctors had worked on that test series, and it was a living test, not a test tube test. It was an in vivo or living test. And that was at 10 ppm, 7 days before they were infected. Now, when we turned that in for publication, it went to a number of great scientists. And these scientists were like the esteemed Rustam Roy, Dr. Roy out of Penn State University and also University of Arizona. And I think he was also at Arizona State. Anyway, this doctor had been nominated for the Nobel Prize 23 times. And he was working with another doctor slash scientist, an internationally renowned cardiovascular surgeon named B.M. Hegde. What happened was when they got that data on the H5N1 bird flu, they said, I wonder if this would work with AIDS patients trying to help
their immune
build up the immune system, increase their immune system to fight off the virus, or protect the white blood cells from being destroyed by the virus so that the body could build up its immune system. So what they did was they did their own study, and it was 7 people. It was done in conjunction with Penn State University and the Kasturba Medical College out of India. And so they took 7 people with full-blown AIDS. I mean, these were people who were going to probably die. And they gave them 2 ounces a day of the 10 ppm product, TID. Now, TID means split into 3 doses. So 2 ounces a day split into 3 doses. And what happened was over 4 months, these AIDS patients had an average of a 39% increase, 39.54% increase in their T lymphocyte count. The silver helped them rebuild their entire immune system. Their white cell counts went way up. The virus dropped like a rock in their body. The immune system was able to start eliminating it. And, you know, unlike bacteria that are really pretty quick with silver, the virus takes a long time. But what happened was that over the 4 months, they had almost a 40% increase in their white blood count. Now, if you know anything Wow. about AIDS, AIDS destroys the white blood cells, which leaves the, or T lymphocyte, which leaves the body open to infection. So by helping rebuild that supply, you then have helped those people regain their entire immune system. In fact, you have supercharged their ability to protect themselves. The other interesting part about that study, was that people who get AIDS become emaciated. They can't gain weight, and they get more and more sickly, and then they die.
Right.
The interesting part was while they were on the 2 ounces a day, after 2 weeks, they started to regain their appetites, and the report
Wow.
goes on to say, and it's a published report, it's available all over the net. Anyway, it was found that they had an average weight gain of 17.6 pounds in the 4 months. So
that's
they
huge,
regained their ability to eat, their appetite, and they gained 17.6 pounds on average, which is huge. I think there's 10 new drugs in with the FDA right now that are just supposed to help people with AIDS gain weight. And they did it.
And And yes. You've tested this against, I know, some of those drugs. And when it comes to a virus, or at least some of the other AIDS drugs, maybe you want to go into that. But as far as the mechanism by which it is, I know it can kill bacteria, but it's not necessarily killing these viruses. It's more of a deactivation. And if you could speak a little bit about the frequency. This is because we're dealing with a frequency medicine where we're dealing with positive and negative charges, right?
Well, what you're dealing with actually is a number of modes of action. Most drugs work because they have one mode of action. They block something that keeps the cell wall from forming so the bacteria dies. They usually have one mode, which means that if a bacteria can mutate around that one mode of action, then the bacteria survives, and all the bacteria after that are more intelligent and can all survive that drug. And that's how you get multi-drug resistant forms of bacteria, is because they're able to mutate around it. The interesting part we found about this form of patented nanosilver was that it had multiple modes of action. The AG-404 coating around the outside can steal multiple electrons, which, as you steal that electrons out of the cell wall of a bacteria, it weakens it to the point where those cell walls rupture and the bacteria dies. Now, you can also, Rustam Roy in his paper also found that this particle in water vibrates at a frequency. That frequency happens to be the same as ultraviolet light. Now, most people know that ultraviolet light can kill bacteria, and they have a lot of little gadgets now that will kill waterborne pathogens and other bacteria by shining ultraviolet light in it. They will also make little blue lights for labs, so anything that goes through that lab in that ultraviolet light, it will kill those pathogens, and it won't hurt your cells. And so what Rustam and his group discovered was that this patented nanoparticle was vibrating at between 200 and 300 nanometers, which means that it works at the same wavelength as ultraviolet light. It's like having, you know, the sun shining inside of you while it's in until it washes out. Now, that ultraviolet light frequency doesn't hurt human tissue, which we also have multiple tests to show. It does not hurt human cells. Won't even hurt good forms of bacteria at the levels which we use it. Those are called probiotics. And you really want the probiotics. So the key here is it's almost like a symphony. You want a silver that's strong enough to kill bacteria, but you also want one that is gentle enough so it doesn't hurt your cells. If you get silver levels that are too high, they can hurt your cells. So, well,
and
the
healthy bacteria as well, right?
Correct. Yeah, those high levels of silver, if you get over about 40 ppm, and they're selling products that are 200 ppm, and they say, hey, these work really fast. And I believe, yeah, they will, but there are also a lot like trying to take the snow off your driveway with a bulldozer. It'll work pretty fast, but it'll probably damage the heck out of your cement. So, and there's really no reason to use them. If you use the 10 ppm, it's strong enough and yet gentle enough. And I think if you're really sick, you can use up to 30, maybe 35 ppm. And you're really within that safe range where a person could take it every day. It won't hurt. But back to your question on virus. Virus are a little different because I think scientifically they look at them as more like a machine. They're not really alive. They're not really dead. They just function. And so sometimes they say they kill a virus, but I think better terms is you neutralize it, or you neutralize its ability to function. If you can gum up its works, then it can inject its DNA into your cells, which means it can't propagate or make you sick. And one of the first tests we did against virus was against a virus called a bacteriophage. It's one of the first line tests we did just to see if it would neutralize a virus. And so we put it up against a billion virus, and this was a test tube test, and we had to do it in a test tube so we could see how long it took. And what we found was that at 10 ppm, it was able to neutralize a billion virus in about 2.5 hours. And so we found, one, that, you know, it would eliminate bacteria, and two, it had the ability to neutralize virus. And then that was a major discovery. And then we started working on, you know, with a lot of different groups, like military groups. We did a number of tests, like bacteria, which was called Acinetobacter baumannii. There was a bunch of our vets that were coming back, and they had like 5 different drug-resistant strains, and we found we could eliminate those. Another series of tests we did with William Beaumont Army Med is we did a series on Leishmaniasis, which is a parasite that gets injected in and can eat a big hole in your body after a while.
Yeah,
and
I've
we
seen
wanted
it.
To make
it's
sure.
Crazy.
Yeah, there's three different types of Leishmaniasis. And, I'm sorry?
My friend had that, and he had a big hole in the front of his shin, and it took out a couple years of his life trying to find a solution for that. So I wish I had this to help him out then at the time.
Well, in those tests that were done, they did it on all 3 versions of that. There's 3 different forms of Leishmaniasis, and what we found was that the nanosilver could kill all those parasites at between 1 and 2 ppm. So very, very low levels, which means that, you know, even at 10 ppm is 5 times more than you needed to eliminate that parasite, which really can kill people. It just eats big holes in them, and yeah, it's ugly. I really believe that silver is like God's medicine chest. I think that it's a first line of defense.
I believe so. I've got a book here on my desk, The Micro Silver Bullet, which you might be aware of. It's an old book by Dr. Paul Farber, scientific documented answers to the 3 largest epidemics in the world at the time, Lyme's disease, AIDS, and the yeast infection. So let's transition to something I know a lot of our listeners are dealing with, and I know because the people I work with to get them the medicinal foods products, 90% of them are dealing with an issue of candida and yeast infections. So many people have chronic issues with this. I know I went through it myself and had to do starvation diets with no carbohydrates, no bread, no sugar. Maybe I could have half an apple a week if I was lucky. But although it makes sense to limit the amount of sugar that we're feeding the pathogen, I know from my experience now with the nanosilver that we don't have to be so hard on ourselves, and that it really does work to help keep the candida levels, these mycobacterial infections that are really tenacious. And how effective is nanosilver, the liquid as well as the gel, for both male and female yeast infections?
Well, let me give you an idea. We have a couple new products out that are FDA cleared. Now, that doesn't mean they're a drug. An FDA cleared product is actually a device. And so what we showed was that these, you have to think of these little nanoparticles almost like a mini machine. Safe for humans, but it wipes out these bugs. A Category 1 antimicrobial to get FDA approval or clearance as a device to eliminate these pathogens like candida has to be able to get a 3-9 kill or a 3-log kill in 14 days. Okay? That is the bar that was set by the FDA. So any product that's designed as an antimicrobial or a bacteria or yeast eliminating product has to be able to get a 3-9 kill in 14 days. What we found was the nanosilver gel at 24 ppm could eliminate those in about 10 or 15 minutes. And certainly within the first hour, it was all gone. And so Candida, it's called Candida albicans, and it causes a lot of stuff like baby's diaper rash, yeast infections on women. A lot of people get it when they take antibiotics because they have some sickness. And the antibiotics are, you know, needed to help them get rid of something that the doctor's, you know, working with them on. And what happens is those antibiotics, because they're not specific, can kill off the good bacteria in your system. And then the probiotic bacteria or helpful bacteria, and then you get an overgrowth of yeast, which comes into those same areas. Usually
that's probably why I had it so bad.
I had double
pneumonia when I was 6 months old. And so 6 months old, right when my immune system was developing, I got hit with those antibiotics. And I had serious challenges with candida. And they also gave me prednisone and the anti-inflammatories and everything. But, yeah, it definitely makes sense that our first line of defense, if we can have something that takes out the bad bacteria and leaves the good stuff alone, I presume because it's in this water matrix, so the body thinks of it as if it's just water, but it's still effective, yes?
Well, the gel on like a little kid's diaper rash, you know, those are either bacteria or they are yeast. And either way, the silver will eliminate it. And what you can see, if you put that 24 ppm nanosilver gel on a little kid's butt, you will see that recovery, amazing recovery overnight. The redness, the inflammation goes, and what it does is it puts on the skin a protective barrier, and that barrier won't allow any of those pathogens to bother the wound, and so the wound heals really quickly. And a skin irritation like a diaper rash or one of those can really be painful. And so you take out that inflammation, you take away the pathogen's ability to bother it, you cover it, you protect it, and you can do that with just a gel. And that protects it so that it heals so amazingly quick. So even overnight, you can see a mass difference. Now, when you're talking internally, you're talking using the silver to boost your immune system. And what you're trying to do is get rid of that yeast and so that your good bacteria actually has a chance to grow back. And so a lot of people will use like an ounce a day in divided doses. So like 2 teaspoons 3 times a day. And most of them find that their body can overcome that yeast in about 2 weeks. Then what they do is they usually take some good form of probiotics, which you can get in products like yogurt, and you can also buy some really good forms of probiotics. Now, those probiotics, once you get them, can then rebuild in your system. A good bacteria or probiotic bacteria will divide about every 20 minutes. So in 20 minutes, you've doubled the amount you have. The problem is when you get an overgrowth of yeast, you have no room for it to grow in there because the yeast is clogged up those areas and taken over and raises havoc. So once you get rid of
it, knock it out and rebuild. I like to refer people over to the Body Ecology Diet because it's all about incorporating more fermented foods into our diet. And of course, you know, you can buy some really powerful strains healthy bacteria, but when you start making your own sauerkrauts and fermented foods and culturing them out here in Hawaii, instead of feeding the yeast with the sweet coconut water, we can make a coconut kefir out of even Donna Gates from the Body Ecology Diet has her own kefir strain. And you can just culture that up and drink it down and really rebuild with it. So, you know, that silver gel you're talking about, we have that over at medicinal-foods.com, and that's that 24 ppm formula. And the silver we're working with, the new silver solutions, is 14 ppm. ppm, and that's over there at medicinal-foods.com as well. So we're able to actually knock out with the gel on topically, and then internally with the liquid. And you're talking about multiple modes of action in a stable silver form, and it behaves. I thought it was surrounded with a water molecule, but it just kind of gets surrounded in that matrix of water. And you
correct
have the test results showing that it's gone in 24 hours.
Yeah. Now what Rustam Roy and the group at Penn State found was that this nanoparticle can send out its information through the water. So the water actually acts as part of the antimicrobial action of the nanoparticle. So this wavelength that goes out that vibrates between 200 and 300 nanometers can kill bacteria the nanoparticle doesn't touch. And that's why we need so little actual silver to make it function at such a high level. I mean, 24 ppm is phenomenal as a FDA-cleared product. Now, the interesting part, and you talked about it earlier, is that 24 ppm gel under those labels is so effective that it was not only given clearance on Candida albicans, but also on stuff like Staph aureus, which is a staph infection, Pseudomonas, which affects most burns, E. coli, and most people know that is it's a nasty food pathogen, but it can also infect wounds on your body. The most amazing part is that the new FDA clearances on that 24 ppm gel also includes the reduction of levels of MRSA, the methicillin-resistant staph you're talking about that's in hospitals that kills tens of thousands of people a year in the U.S. in hospitals. It's a multi-drug-resistant form of staph. It's very dangerous. And the amazing part is the 24 ppm gel was able to eliminate it in minutes. I mean minutes.
So you were able to get over-the-counter approval for this silver product from the FDA. How difficult was that? Did you just need to provide the clinical trial data?
It seems like they have a lot of drugs that they would want to use
instead of this product. But, can you share your experience with that?
Well, they have strict protocols, hoops that you have to jump through. And it took us years. And we had put out versions of the gel that just made the claim on them that they help promote natural healing. And those versions of the gel were awesome, and we sold millions of tubes all over the world. In some countries like Canada, you could make antimicrobial claims on it, meaning that it would kill pathogens, and in other countries as well. But in the U.S., the only claim we had on that product was that it helped promote natural healing, which was absolutely true, and we had proven that in numerous studies. But we went back because we had a lot of people that said, look, we'd like to use it in hospitals and doctor's offices, and we need clearance. And so we took it back in, and we got it FDA cleared. We jumped through every one of their hoops and were able to pass their tests with flying colors very quickly to show that it was effective against eliminating these pathogens. And so, yeah, as an OTC or over-the-counter, we have direct claims on being able to reduce levels of common microorganisms, including MRSA, and also another really, really deadly one called VRE. VRE is vancomycin-resistant Enterococcus fetalis, which is why they call it VRE. It's a long, long word. But we also have direct claims on that one. And that's I think it's even worse than MRSA or the methicillin-resistant staph. It's just not quite as common. And so the good news
I feel like a kid in a candy store. You know, I'm sure any person involved with health and wellness can attest that You know, that's like the dream, to actually be able to have truth in labeling and say what's on the label and what it does, instead of being forced to lie by the FDA and these other organizations that are going to sue us if we say what the product actually does. So that's just really exciting for me, and you know, great work with that, Keith.
Well, gentlemen, can I jump in real quick here? We're almost at to the bottom of the hour. We probably have about 5 minutes, 6 minutes left. I'm finding this conversation exceptional and informative. We can stop at the bottom of the hour, but if you two are willing, you can go to the top of the hour and talk more about silver. And I'm just learning a ton today. I'd like to learn what Keith's experience is with the nano silver and Ebola is. Would you care to go to the top of the hour, guys?
If you have time, Keith. Okay, awesome.
I'd be happy to chat with you.
Great, great.
All you would like.
Oh, thanks a lot, guys. So we'll end the show at the top of the hour. Please continue.
Okay, so thanks, what that means is that anybody in their medicine cabinet can now have the 24 ppm gel, be able to use it on everything. See, MRSA was coming out in schools. It's been coming out in gyms and spas and killing literally thousands of people a year in the U.S., not some third world country, but actually in the U.S. and in Canada and Britain and in many countries. And so under these FDA-cleared labels, that 24 ppm gel now can make direct claims on cuts and burns and lacerations and abrasions, which, you know, things like curling iron, things like a scratch that some kid would get on a soccer field, which could actually kill your kid, because those soccer fields now have that MRSA staff in it, and the kid gets a little scratch, comes home, and can die. Well, in this case, they get a little scratch, you gel them up, it puts on a protective barrier, you're golden. You don't have to worry about it. It heals in a fraction of the time. And it has direct claims on Candida as well. So
I haven't even gotten anywhere near an infection, whereas it was a constant battle in the tropics out here in Hawaii of getting something and treating it. And I've ended up in the hospital with, I know strep is very similar to staph, and they kind of look the same. And I got it from a thermal warm pond out here, a little cut in my elbow. I healed it up and ended up that, after it was healed, I kind of had this cold and a fever, and luckily a friend took me to the hospital, and my arm had started hurting again. The infection was internal at that time, and I spent about a week in the hospital on IV drips, and you know, all that could have been avoided. I just love this topic and this product and what you're doing, because it really just lends credibility to the health and wellness movement. It's so beyond a snake oil kind of thing that people like to fall back on when it comes to healthy alternative solutions that work, because we've got the clinical data and the experience that it works. And so back to what I was saying about the strep, it does work on strep as well, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, we've done at least 5 or 6 different versions of Streptococcus bacteria and been able to eliminate them all at very low levels. Now, I love Hawaii, and I'll actually be in Hawaii on Maui at a dermal show on the southern part of Maui in 2 weeks. So I'll be down there for 5 days, and I love it down there, but when I've been swimming in there, I've got cuts from the coral. We've used the stuff on jellyfish stings, and you can eliminate it very, very quickly. The nano silver has the ability to rip the electrons off the toxic protein chains, so it precipitates them out. What I'm saying is it takes a toxic protein that infects your skin and hurts, and eliminates it within like a half hour. So you throw the gel on there, you let it be right there on the skin, just put it right on the irritation, and you're done in like a half hour. That protective barrier is there.
And what if
for sunburn and stuff like that,
sting?
It's simply phenomenal.
Oh, It has an anti-inflammatory kind of effect, or
silver is a natural anti-inflammatory. Yeah, silver has actually got a natural anti-inflammatory action, and the nanoparticles just magnify that, so you get less of the redness and inflammation, which also helps reduce the pain. And most people will find that silver will naturally help reduce pain in a cut or a scrape, or a, you know, some kid on a skateboard bites the road. You wash it off, you get the gel on there, and within a half hour, they've usually reduced the pain by 70-80%.
I've noticed that soothing effect. So, and with poisons like, or actually venom, not poison, venom from a scorpion, centipede, or snake bite, would it have a calming, helpful effect with that as well?
Well, I had a really interesting one from a woman in Hawaii who said she got stung by or bitten by a blue centipede. And she said they're huge. And she said it's a lot like a hornet sting. And she just put it on there. She said the same. Within about 15, 20 minutes, it had subsided and the welt had gone away. And she was doing much, much better, she said, within 20 minutes to a half hour. Those are skin irritations.
The blue ones are really small, and they have more poison like any baby venomous creature. But they do get up to 6 to 8 inches, and I've held them before because they're not going to inject you with their venom unless you piss them off. But I asked because we were camping on the other side, the Hilo side of the Big Island, and a friend down at another campsite got a scorpion sting, and no one really knew what to do. They tried peeing on it and some other, you know, herbs and stuff, but I happen to have some of the nano silver gel and gave it to him, and it seemed like it really helped because he was in a lot of pain. So that's great to hear.
Yeah, and I think I've had I had a crew that was on one of the big I think they're just classified as a canoe, but on one of the race teams that race the canoes. And one of them got a jellyfish sting, and they found that they just put it on there, and the gel on there, and they said within about that same, about a half hour, they were good. And
so
I think there's a lot of those that they get.
Get into a little bit of what Matt just brought up. You know, Dr. Rayma was just on the show here, and she's been very outspoken about Ebola, and she has shipped in a lot of product. She's covered the cost and sent it to Nigeria, and she was just on talking about how also in Ghana she was explaining in her words that the World Health Organization and the FDA, that the representatives down there had to say, look, you know, our people want to use this as a it was the Minister of Information for Sierra Leone. She said he explained to the FDA and the World Health Organization that the people wanted to take it as a nutrient because they weren't going to let them take it because they were trying to consider it as a drug. So as I understand it, there actually were tests done on by the DOD on Ebola. Are you aware of some of these studies?
Well, first of all, I have to clarify, because if we're going to discuss it, I have to be very careful, and the answer is that we make no claims on Ebola. Now, given
right.
that statement, I can give you information that I know. One, I know that we have filed patents on Ebola, and the full impact of that will, you know, be made public, I think, in about a year and a half when those patents go public. But let's talk about some groups at the moment. The first thing that happened was there was a group out of Nigeria that had done their own tests using a supplement form of nanosilver. And it was a nanosilver brought in under private label. It was a nanosilver that Rima was well familiar with. And they had done studies in Nigeria, and this scientist out of Nigeria and the health minister had announced that it worked and that they were using it. And at that time, the World Health Organization and the U.S. FDA pounded them. They really came down on them hard, so they just went silent. And I know that this company had taken in about 26,000 bottles of NanoSilver product. And the interesting part was Nigeria never said any more about it, but they came back just recently and said, hey, we don't have the problem anymore. It's gone from Nigeria. So I think they just went silent, and they were able to work out the problems. Now, also, I read the stuff from Sierra Leone and from a number of those other countries, and they found the same thing, that they could eliminate it. One of the texts I got out of a group out of, I believe it was Sierra Leone, said that they had used the NanoSilver on 10 ppm on 89 individuals. They were using it at a level of 2 ounces 3 times a day. And they said they were able to eliminate it in an average of 5 days. So I think because the NanoSilver is in the same vectors as the virus in the bloodstream, it was able to have a much faster effect than a NanoSilver usually would on an internal virus. They were in the same place at the same time, so theoretically, they had a much more, a higher ability to function more quickly. And in this case, full recovery in an average of 5 days. Now, I also talked with a group out of Egypt who's been doing a whole bunch of work on NanoSilver and building the immune system to fight against forms of cancer, but also they worked on Ebola. They told me they had done 17 cases of Ebola, and they had used the same protocol, 2 ounces 3 times a day, and they said that theirs was much faster, though, because they also had taken, I think, about 30 mils, which is about that's 6 teaspoons a day, and nebulized it. So it took it straight into the lungs, which would take it even faster in the bloodstream. They said
delivery.
Correct. So they were taking it internally by mouth and then also nebulizing it. They said that they'll publish their information in a few months, in just a few months, but they said they were able to eliminate it from the bloodstream in just a couple of days.
Well,
yeah, these were
the swine
cases
flu
that were fully infected.
The bird flu to the Ebola. We know there's going to be something else coming down the pipe, whether it's resistant to the new, you know, drugs and antibiotics. Or if it actually is something created in the lab, it's just so comforting to live without the fear that we might fly to this country and get this horrible disease to never come back. And I think that the power trippers and the powers to be that kind of get off on having people live in fear, you know, this represents a major step forward in being able to have that ease of mind, have that peace of mind, and just the amount of work that people have to take off of work with getting as simple as the common cold virus. I know my mom's partner builds big houses through the winter in the California Sierras in the Lake Tahoe. And the first year I had him get on the NanoSilver along with our medicinal mushrooms products just to boost his immune system. The first year he did it, he didn't get sick that entire year. And it really hits home for me because I used to get sick and I'd be out for months. I wouldn't understand how people would just get a little cold and keep going through the day, but it would just wipe me out. You know, this is really exciting for me, and I'm really excited to share it over there at medicinal-foods.com. You can, you know, get some and try some out. But back to the silver gel, are we able to make those medical claims ourselves with the silver gel that we sell, our 24 parts per million? Are we able to say that it knocks out the MRSA, that it kills the MRSA staph?
you would have that data, but in order to make the claims, you have to have the actual ones that are labeled as such. And so,
are we able to carry those, or is that just
you are? You're able to private label those under any of your labels, so that you can, in fact, make those specific claims. And there's some really cool products that are coming out. There's a new one called Armor Gel that's coming out for the sports market. And that's a really cool one. There's some versions of it, but you're able to get your own version to put out through your own system, and so you can work with GEMA and the other ones and have one of those labels that is FDA cleared, so you can make all those direct claims. And they're
and
all
then
listed
it doesn't
in
affect
there.
Your ABL laboratories. It remains separate, and you can keep going with
yeah.
Your,
it
what
does
doing.
Not. Right, it has to be made with the, you know, with certain specs, and there's like 700 pages of instructions on exactly how it has to be done. It has to be made in a FDA approved facility, but the good news is it has no negative side effects. You know, we did the toxicity test, and if a kid ate the whole tube, it wouldn't touch him. But at very low levels, it will eliminate MRSA bacteria in minutes. And so the cool part is, it allows you to have something in your house all the time to use as a first line of defense. If anybody gets a cut or a scratch, first thing you do is gel up. And you have that layer of protection or that shield of protection on your body.
Maybe someday we'll be able to get to the level of production to do those quantities with the private label. But in the meantime, something our listeners I know will be interested in with the cavity healing protocol that we share over at medicinal-foods.com is the tooth product. And maybe you can tell us a little bit about that, because we've realized that the cavities is really a function after studying Dr. Weston Price and his experience with indigenous people all over the world. We've learned that it's really a function of lack of nutrition more than anything else, and that the bacteria and come in and once the tooth is weak. However, getting to the point where you have rebuilt your enamel and gotten your teeth strong to be able, you know, strong teeth resist bacteria and acid. However, fermented cod liver oil and what Weston Price called the X factor definitely helps with the phosphorus levels and the balance of calcium, so you're not pulling the calcium and minerals out of your teeth. It's really amazing, the 3 miles of tubules that go between your dentin in your teeth to your hypothalamus, and stress and high glycemic spike can actually throw that throw off the hormone that's released that ends up making the signal to secrete protective stuff on our teeth. And so along that journey of rebuilding your teeth, the bacteria are still going to come in. They're still going to attack any weak spots, and periodontal disease and inflammation can occur. So I like to use the silver every once in a while as a rinse. But you also have another product that you can brush your teeth with. Can you explain the nano silver paste?
Sure. We looked at the mouth, and the mouth is really, people don't understand how important good hygiene in your mouth is and how it can affect your heart. There's a brand new report out that's phenomenal, but in Total Health. It's published in Total Health. It's in there right now. You can get it online by Dr. Cheryl Selman. And we had worked on this toothpaste for about 5 years. And we had worked all different configurations, and we had really worked hard at making a tooth gel that was like perfect. And I still don't think we're there, but we're darn close. Anyway, we put out the Silver Soul tooth gel. And the cool part is that we added that 24 ppm gel to it, which a lot of naturopathic docs were already brushing their teeth with. But it had no flavor, and, you know, kids didn't want to use it. And so what we did was we took that gel, we added xylitol to it, which is a very health-promoting sweetener, and people love it because it does great things for the teeth and gums. And then the third thing we added to it was therapeutic-grade peppermint oil from Young Living Essential Oils. So we added the really the highest quality therapeutic-grade peppermint oil, which not only gives it flavor, but is also an active ingredient. And so what you have is three natural antibacterial natural products that work together in a symphony to eliminate problems in the mouth. So you have an incredible healthy mouth. And the cool part is you can test it. You know that it works really fast because you brush your teeth at night, and you can pick any toothpaste you want. I don't care. You brush your teeth at night, you wake up in the morning, and you have this film or goo on your teeth. And you don't want to breathe on anybody, and so you know that it failed. It didn't work. It didn't protect your mouth from those pathogens. Well, when you brush your teeth with this new tooth gel, you wake up in the morning, you fill your teeth with your tongue, it's still squeaky clean. It's just smooth as smooth, and it's stunning, and so you can test it in one day. Now, we didn't add in the foamers, and that throws people off because the sodium lauryl sulfate that they usually use as a foamer is also toxic. And most toothpaste, if you read the back, and a lot of people don't know this, but if you look at your regular toothpaste on the back, it will say poisonous. If you swallow, call poison control because they're highly toxic.
Yeah, and the most absorbable part of our body in our mouth. And so why not put a health supplement in there? Because we do need a certain amount of silver in our diet. And if I'm sure even brushing your teeth, it absorbs into your system. How much silver do we need just to keep our immune system functioning at a healthy level, Keith?
Well, what you're talking about, usually they call that an established amount. And how much do you actually need? There's no way to know that. I think every person is different. Depends on your weight, your size, where you live, what you eat. Most people find if they take a teaspoon or two a day of the 10 ppm nanosilver, they're good. They don't have any problems. It helps boost their immune system, and you're good to go.
Well, what I read is that you need, and I wanted to ask you, because I read you need about 50 micrograms of silver just to keep your immune system going, functioning just normally, the average person. And isn't there just happen to be about 50 mics of silver
in one teaspoon. 10 ppm product would be about 50 micrograms of silver. So, yeah, you're right and perfect. And
cool.
And the nanosilver will wash out of your body in 24 hours, which is what you want it to do. Go in, do its job, wash out.
Sorry, there's a little delay here in Hawaii. Can you use it in your eyes, Keith?
According to U.S. law, I cannot tell you that you can use any supplement or any liquid in anything other than drinking it. I can tell you, however, that naturopathic doctors use it, and a lot of the reports that I've read, there's in the U.S. congressional testimony that I mentioned earlier, it gave a bunch of different uses that they had done in Africa, and one of those that the U.S. government released showed that if they put a couple drops in the eye, it would help eliminate an eye infection in an average of one day. Pink eye was cleared up mostly, I think, in about a day and a half and gone in three instead of like a month. And so most eye infections, according to the report that was released by the U.S. government in the congressional testimony, it was one day. So put in a few drops in the corner. You blink your eye, make sure it's in, close your eye for 5 or 10 minutes. And if your eye is really sensitive, I know you can feel a little bit of a sting for a second or two, but then it's gone, and it's not because the silver stings. is because even if you dumped water or anything else in there, it would sting because you're adding something to tissue that's really sensitive. A lot of them, they also talked about in that congressional testimony, they talked about using it nasally and using that in the sinuses, and they said that the average sinus infection was gone in like 3 days.
Right. Put it in your neti pot for a little nasal wash. And I noticed a friend had gotten a cold recently and did that, and she got through it pretty quick. I love the analogy of the machine gun as the rapid fire delivery mechanism, because this stable form of silver is constantly stealing those electrons, so it can continually keep stealing, and I think that's one of the reasons it sounds like why it's so effective. And it talks about that in the Total Health article. It's really a great article. I was amazed just looking here now at some of the clinical data stuff that you sent me. And I saw that article, and I'm just amazed about all the different things the other things that it seems to be able to help with: acne, age spots, bladder infection, endometriosis, fibromyalgia, the HPV, which we talked about on a previous show. Dr. Rima was saying how people, I think there was 34 girls and women died from the HPV vaccine this STDs it seems to work on as well. But there's so many other uses. Maybe we could spend the last bit of time here
most interesting in that report you're talking about, there's one from Total Health. I think it was written also by Dr. Cheryl Salmon as about 4 or 5 years ago, but I think it's available on the Total Health site under Cheryl Salzman. Cheryl Salmon. She talked about using a 24 ppm nanosilver gel intravaginally, and was saying that she said in the article that it would help eliminate a yeast infection in a woman in a total of 30 minutes. 90 minutes? 90
wow.
minutes.
90
I believe
minutes.
It was,
yeah,
90 we'll minutes. She also said that when women hit menopause, they have problems that they don't produce the lubricants they need for, interaction with their husbands. And so they said it makes life really hard on them. And she said when they used the gel as the personal lubricant, it worked on both. So that it would eliminate the yeast infections, and it would also eliminate it on the husband. I think she said in there that they found that the women would give the yeast infection to the husband, who would then give it back. And so by using it as the PL or personal lubricant, they eliminated it on both, and they said she would never get another one. So, and I think they said they eliminated it in like 90 minutes, which was phenomenal data. But it's
similar to your
an article
data
that
you
read.
Did on the women's yeast infection as well, right?
The data we have that was turned into the FDA, where we got clearance to make those claims on wounds, it showed that it eliminated the candida, albicans, all of it, basically, a 5-log reduction, which is a 99.999% kill, within about 10 minutes to an hour. It was all gone.
Wow.
And most of it was killed within the first 10 minutes, even faster on some of them.
Well, cool. We've got about 5 more minutes here. Keith, it's been amazing. And I've been wanting to ask you some of these questions for a while. And definitely, I know our listeners are benefiting from this. What would you like to leave our listeners with? And is there anything else you'd want to share about where your passion for all this came from?
Well, I think, I've always wanted to be able to help people. And I think the biggest part is that there's so much suffering that we can help with that they don't need to suffer through. There are a lot of things that don't bother me. I'm really not afraid of death. There's a lot of those things that just really don't bother me. But to see a little kid that's sick and suffering really just rips my heart out. And it makes me want to work really, really hard to develop protocols and get products cleared and stuff where you can make direct claims and save the lives, literally, of tens of thousands of people. And we can do that. We know we can do that. With the products we have, we actually have one under prescription now that's a gel that can be used in hospitals called Silverstat. And we can save people's lives in hospitals with the MRSA infections. It's got claims on diabetic ulcers, which is a huge thing also in the islands, and graphicites and bed sores for old people. But the biggest thing is to be able to help people in a cost-effective way so they can have a first line of defense in their own house, something they can depend on right there at any moment, to help them and their family to live a much better, happier, healthier life. And that's why we put tens of millions of dollars into test work, and that's why we continue to work for new products. I think by next summer we'll have a wound washout that'll be FDA cleared with, you know, claims against microbes as well, like MRSA. So you can spray it off and then go ahead.
I was introduced to you by our friend Alan, who used this silver in his open heart surgery. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. We sent him up some of that prescription gel. They took it in the hospital. They used it. He not only had open heart surgery, but I think he was on a snowmobile and hit a tree going like 70, and he was all ripped up. He has big scars. Or had big cuts. I shouldn't say big scars, because the silver, he has almost no scarring. It's phenomenal. You can see the pictures, but I mean, they had to cut and re-put all the bones back together in his arm and rebuild his shoulder, and then he had to work around his heart and his ribs. And the amazing part is he has almost no scarring, but they put him all back together. Alan Hordell out of Canada, right?
Well, yeah, and he's getting a lot of silver out there. And how empowering it is to be able to have something like this, like you said, to be able to have it at home. And I just really appreciate you, Keith, and everyone else for making this such a great show. We'll definitely stay in touch with you and keep everyone up to speed on all the breakthroughs and all the great products you're bringing down the pipeline. If you want to stay in touch, you'll go over to medicinal-foods.com and opt into our newsletter there, and we can stay in touch. If you sign up there, you'll get a free ebook, my book, The Raw Chocolate Diet, which has a ton of different ways to cleanse every organ in your body with fun, easy to do things like chocolate chia pudding, and easy to do kidney flushes, and it just has a lot of good information for health and wellness. And just go to medicinal-foods.com. You can get some of the nano silver as well. It's really great getting to know you, Keith, and finding out about that you are a naturopath yourself. I mean, you studied business, and you've obviously been able. It seems like you were definitely the right conduit for this particle to be carried through, because you're able to get it out there so well. But you also have the experience and knowledge of alternative health, and it just seems like such a perfect fit for our audience and the people out there. So. And I just want to ask you real quick, you work with your son now, is that right? Is Cameron your son?
I actually work with a whole bunch of my sons. When we first started the company, family was the only ones we could get to work for free. And when we started making money, for some reason, they all stayed. And then they brought friends and so forth. So we, our company grows at about 30% a year. We have almost no employee turnover, and I think some of them just stay to see what'll happen next, but we've adopted a lot of people, and we take really good care of our employees, and we love them, and they work hard for us, and they're awesome. And so we have kind of a big family company even though most of the people in there are not our family. There's a lot of our family involved. And
is American Biotech Labs your company, or do you work with them?
No, America. We actually, my family owns three companies, and they're actually four. The mother company is called American Silver, and it owns about 30 different patents and so forth. And then we have a production company called ABL Manufacturing, and it makes the products for the other companies. Then we have ABL Medical, and that's the one that does all the FDA products and works with all the hospitals and doctors. And then we have American Biotech Labs that works with the naturopaths and works with the regular health markets all over the world. One of the coolest things.
Gotcha.
We're
wrapping up here.
All right.
I just got notice. Speaking of family, my wife, I'm going to leave you with a song from her that you can get more of her music over at cdbaby.com by searching for Omra, O-M-R-A. And this soundtrack is called Stars and Land. And before we get cut off here, just go ahead with your last thought there, Keith.
Well, I think that we'll continue to work with you and many others, and I think we can keep moving the science along and really perfect protocols, and I think we can change the medicinal history of the world. I believe we can save the lives of millions of people, and it's a great job to have. We love it. We'll keep working hard
awesome.
At it.
I really feel that, and so great. I really appreciate you having taken the time out of your weekend, and I'll be sure to stay in touch with you. So have a great weekend, and definitely be sure to say aloha to you when you're out here on the islands.
Thank you. I look forward to about 2 weeks.
Stars in the land and the sand in the ocean. We all know this is where we came from, and we can't deny sacred origination, holy beginnings and holy destinations.
United We Strike.com Radio. Don't buy, don't comply. That's why. UnitedWeStrike.com Radio.